Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 23rd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the wars between the police and commuter omnibus operators in the cities.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the clashes between the police and commuter omnibus operators in the cities that has resulted in some people losing their lives.
In Bulawayo, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has filed papers of his intention to sue Home Affairs Minister Kembo Moati and Police Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri on behalf of passengers who were injured when police officers threw spikes at a combi in the city on March 12th.
Police running battles with errant commuter omnibus drivers has been a cause for serious concern and has been a topical issue even in Parliament, with legislators querying why the law enforcement agents were smashing combi windscreens, throwing spikes, and at times chasing combis in the streets. Parliamentarians and the public are arguing that such actions are resulting in the deaths of drivers, pedestrians, and passengers.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Those with access to the internet, you can watch your screens. The number once again, 1-202-465-0318. Send us a text right now.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa hondo inenge ichitika maguta omu pakati pemapurisa nevatyairi vemakombi. Kazhinji kacho tiri kuona kuti vamwe vanhu vanokupedzisira vorasikirwa neupenyu sezvakaitika mwedzi wapera apo mwana ane makore matatu tanatswa muchikora akarasikirwa neupenyu hwake mushure mekunge atsikwa nekombi yanga ichimhanyiswa nemapurisa, uye pane nyayawo yekuti mapurisa anenge achipwanya mawindscreen emotokari emakombi zvikuru muHarare. Zvinozopedzisira zvoita kuti vemakombi vade kutiza, asi chinonetsa ndechekuti mavanenge vachitiza namo mumigwagwa inenge yakazara vanhu, zvinozoita kuti vamwe vakware, vamwe varasikirwe neupenyu hwavo. Zviri kunzi nevamwe, aiwa, nyaya iyi inofanira kumira poonekwa kuti pagadziriswa zvinhu zvekuona kuti hapana vanhu vanorasikirwa neupenyu nezvinhu zvinokwanisa kunge zvichidzivirirwa.
Yes, zvine kakuru ibeka kahle indaba yetu namhlanje keBlessing, lapho sikhuluma khona ngamakombi drivers ukuti abachayeli bamakombi bahamba njani emgwaqweni njalo bakhulumisana njani namapolisa. Sizwile kakhulu koBulawayo lapho kade ungana amapolisa athatha ama-spikes wona lana ahlaba amaviri bafaka ke emgwaqweni. Kwasekusithi abantu balimala kakhulu okumangalisayo. So ke iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights isihambise udaba lwalo Blessing ecourt ukwenza ukuthi balungiselele abantu laba abalimalayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ke ukuthi kuhamba njani emthethwandaba nxa ukuthi kulokudaba lo nje njalo lokuthi khona ngale Harare uzokuthiwa amapolisa achaye ama-windscreen kumbe kuyabe kudingwani phakathi kuyikulwisana kumbe kusokusezwa njalo komthetho sinokuzuthi uhamba njani. So zulu kandaba ngenani kuhlelo inombolo 001 202 619 0800 567 277. Ye lifone kanye kuphela cellphone la khona ngapho. Zaphila futhi njalo nje inombolo 0012026192077. Yes, ngabe silobani mfowethu.
And I think we have our two guests are lined up. First we have Miss Belinda Chinowawa from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Good evening, Belinda.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. We also have Mr. Job Sibanda, is a legal practitioner based in Bulawayo. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Fine, thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with you, Belinda. So in terms of these car accidents that are caused by kombi drivers and the police, you know, chasing each other, what happens when people are actually injured? What rights do they have?
Okay, thanks for the question, Lance. The cases that we've been dealing with, the Bulawayo cases, we are suing for damages for pain and suffering. We're also suing for damages for the medical bills that the people that were injured incurred as a result of the actions by the police. So those are the two types of damages we're suing for. And then for the life of the child who passed away in the Harare incident, we're then suing for wrongful death. And those, the stakes are obviously much higher because there's been loss of life. And then we're also suing for pain and suffering on the part of the parents who lost their child. So those are the type of delictual claims that people can claim where the police have negligently caused the death or injury of someone.
Thank you, Belinda. Let's bring in Mr. Sibanda. Now, Mr. Sibanda, is it not the right time for Zimbabwe to seriously discuss this issue? Because the last time we saw that some journalists who tried to write a story about these very serious and worrying trends in the cities were actually arrested by the police. Is this not time for serious discussion on this?
Well, I think it is. Because as you can imagine, the person's life can change in the in the wink of an eye caused by an accident. You can lose your arm, you can lose your eyesight, you can lose whatever. And if this injury is caused by someone's negligence, then it is a serious matter. It's not a light matter at all. So there is definitely need for people to talk about this, especially now that you know, we're reading so many accidents that are being caused by negligence, sometimes with the involvement of the police. Journalists have definitely a role to play because they are in the media. They have the medium to advise or to initiate and initiate these debates. But it definitely is time for the country as a whole to look at this matter and debate it more thoroughly.
Thank you, Mr. Sibanda. And Ms. Chinowawa, please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Ye lapha ke ngilo mnumzana usithole osecingweni useHarare sithole ungawutshona njani?
Utshona Gibbs.
Hayi, tshone kahle, kunjani kulapha eHarare?
Hayi, mbijana ungaseqanda kulezi zulu.
Iye kwagathi ikhombi lamhlanje.
Hayi, ndamakhombi ngizakhuluma nje ngo-operator makhombi.
Ya, bevele sikudinga, besivele sikudinga kakhulu. Uvele usuyahlala khona lapha vele usayindawo ngoba you're one of the owners of a kombi, right?
Yeah.
Vele ubambe sase siqede 1 hour silawo. Ye, akusitshele baba sithole. Kuhamba njani?
Yeah.
Iye kuhamba njani?
Udubololo lo kane. Lama semhlobo yama operators embili. Lama operators ana maphepha akwande. Lama operators ana maphepha akwande. So zathoki lapha eHarare. Lama rents amane. Lo kule Copacabana, kule Market Square, kule Church Office, kule Resende, kuye ku 4th Street. Amakhomba alamaphepha abelayinile khona lapho wonke esemarinsini. Uzathola ukuthi wona lawo makhombi achaywa ngamapolisi. Kuwesekuthiwa la makhombi la anala maphepha athwala ezindaweni okuthiwa ama-designated places. Indawo zakhona ziningi zigcwela lo ngchinoy street. Zathola ukuthi kuchinoy lo Kwame Nkrumah, uchinoy lo Al John, ukuzothola ukuthi Robert Mugabe lo Julius Nyerere. Yikho lapho kabo kulama kombe ara maphepha khona. But then udubo lesiswa khona njalo emapolisini laphana ukuthi indlela abayenforce ngayo yengathi ayikondanga ngoba nxa ikombi yavalelwe umthetho kuba lolo ukuthi babhale registration number.
Mhm.
Bayibize yiyo babiza umnikazi bakubizela emapolisini. Like mina for example driver wami wakwa something ngakabizwa kwathiwa emapolisini yabo nepolice clearance center. But I think ukuthi ayioperator khona phemjika chicken but babenze okunye. Ungabhala inumber bakubiza wena mnikazi ufike khona lo ekuseni ubhadale i-fine. Kulokuthi kuchaywe ama-screen ngoba kuchaywe ama-screen khona kube ukuthi abantu labo bagxotshwe etown. Like umntwana lo wagxotshwayo wagxotshwa Kwame Nkrumah lo chinoy. Indawo naleyo nayo imshikashika iyantizimated place. But indlela umpolisa aloba amapolisa angagijimisana leyo kombi umntwana angasozagxotshwa. Plus njalo thina loba ama-operators o-driver bethu thina ebona bakoba loba benga-operate khonapho thina umntwana lona angasozagxotshwa. So uzathola ukuthi umlando okithi thina ama-operators use ma-passenger kuzo futhi lapha futhi ama-passengers ngoba ama-passengers ahamba khona lapho kuthiwa imshikashika khona ama-designated places bafaka impilo yabo ku-risk yazo thotha amakhombo nalaba agadayo nalanda amaphepha ala passenger insurance ngoba each passenger insured to the tune of 2000 ngawuthi ude walimali kumbe wafa uyayiphiwa imali yona le igovernment but lala maphepha ungalimala ke uzathini uzayishwa umba you're not covered.
Uyabona
kunanzelele lapho amapassengers.
Uyabona sithole uyifake emnandi kakhulu. Akuyithi chatha ngesikhiwa. Kwezinto abantu bakuzwe futhi la ngesikhiwa kancane konapho ngiyakunika umzuzu 1 minute akuyibeke mfowethu.
Yeah, I was saying the problem is much faceted. I'm saying we as combat operators also have problems. Because we have two types of operators. We have operators who are compliant. And operators who are non-compliant. Operators who are compliant, if their combi is operating from designated places, and those combis, their windscreens are never smashed. But then those who are operating from designated places, for example, Harare Long Chino Street, Harare Kwame Nkrumah, Harare Al John, Venkilos Nyerere, Robert Mugabe, those combis are operating illegally within designated places. And those are the combis that fall foul with the law. And they endanger people's lives. Then on the part of the police, they have the endedness again on the part of the police. Because they should have better means of enforcing the law instead of smashing windscreens. And that puts the lives of innocent people in danger. Why not get down the number plate and then summon the owner? It's a better method of enforcing the law instead of exposing people's lives to danger.
And in terms of insurance,
yes, I was saying. Some people might not be aware of it, but each passenger is insured to the tune of $2,000. In the event that you are injured, you claim insurance. You are covered, you are in hospital, you are covered to the tune of $2,000. But then those operators who are without papers, you'll find that in most cases they have no insurance cover. So if you go there and put such a combi, you are not covered. In the event that you are injured, you are not covered. You look at this shooting accident. The guy had no passenger insurance, the owner that is. So those passengers, they are not covered at all, those who got injured, and those who died, they were not covered. So I was asking passengers to board combis that have papers, proper papers, and they operate from designated places.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Stoller, and stay on the line. Don't go away. Yeah. Isikubeka futhi mfowethu. Lo mnumzana ke uJonathan okobulawayo. Jonathan ungawutshona njani?
Ngitshonile ntshona njani?
Hayi sitshonile kakhulu ungapho seGwabaland.
Hayi ngisempophoma.
Kobe ngizwe ifoni yakho ngani lithi he uyabona eGwabaland ngani khala njalo he.
Hayi ngisempophoma.
Befuna ukubambela. So kuhamba njani? Xa sikuba ngamakhumbi la.
Okay. Hayi mina into engiyibonayo lapha emakhombini nje. Uma sikhangele umdlalo onjengobhora kulo ref anje. Uyabe khangele ukuthi abadlali badlala njani. Yikho lapha emgwaqweni uma sikhangele abantu abanjengamapolisa abafaka ama roadblock bakhangela njengabantu abangoref. Akabe boni ukuthi
abantu abangekho emthethweni yibathi anyisho. Uma sithangele ikhombi le enza enzi accident kutungiza. Singafuna isikhangelisise ikhombi le idlule i-roadblock. Anyisho. Kodwa abazange benze lutho yadlule ihamba yenzi accident phambili. Kathesi ngizwa kuthiwa umnikazi kumele ebotshwe. Ngabe udriver akhona uyaphila yini bezabotshwa. Amapholisa akena avumele ukuthi ikhombi le idlule ku-roadblock. Ingela maphepha, ingela insurance, ingelani. Baza kwenziwa njani?
Mhm.
So sithi uma sikhangela i-situation enje, ukuze sinqobe, asibopheni umnikazi, sibophele amapholisa labo abavumile ikhombi ukuthi idlule imoto engalungelanga ukuthi ihambe emgwaqweni.
Mhm. Kodwa okunye okwenza ukuthi amakhombona la adlule kuma roadblock kuyini? Mnumzana Jonathan.
Mina ngibona ngathi yikuthi umthetho walapha elizweni awusasebenzi kakahle ngoba abantu esikhangelele ukuthi yibo okumele bebe besikhangelele into ezinjalo abasazikhangeli. Umthetho wethu abasawuthathi ngendlela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke Mnumzana Jonathan, sibongele kakhulu ukuthi ubuye namhlanje. Uphenduke futhi njalo, ungasikhohlwa phela.
Siyabonga.
So what Mr. Jonathan was saying here was is that you know, police are supposed to be referees in this whole scenario pertaining to you know, combis and traffic issues. But it seems as if you know, the police have become a part of the game, you know, like is either they have swallowed that whistle or they've actually become part of the whole system in such a way that you know, there's nothing they can do. So if a referee is becomes a striker, let's say part of Dynamo's strike force, there's a problem. Even the same applies with Islanders anyway.
Yeah.
So that becomes a problem. So that's exactly what Mr. Jonathan is saying. Yeah.
Rigati dzoke kuna muzvare chinowava. Muzvare chinowa tichitarisa nyaya dziri kuitika mugwagwa humudze kuti vamwe vanhu vanotsikwa nemakombi anenge achitiza mapurisa nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Vane kodzero dzakaita sei vanhu ivavo?
Pamutemo vane kodzero dzakawanda chose. Vane kodzero yekusungisa muridzi wekombi because driver paanenge achishanda anenge achishandira muridzi ende kazhinji vakada kusunga driver vachisiya muridzi wachona driver anenge asina mari yekuzoti akwanise kubhadhara mari yavanenge vasungisa kukota saka vanosungisa driver vosungisa nemuridzi and then vanokwanisa futi kusungisa mapurisa vanenge vari vavakonzeresa accident yacho kazhinji problem inoitika ndeyekuti vanhu havazozivi mazita emapurisa acho anga aripo on the scene and vamapurisa vanenge vasiri willing kuti vatipe mazita iwawawa emapurisa acho vanenge vaitisa accident but zvisinei tinenge tichingosungisa minister wehome affairs nacommissioner general because mapurisa ese anoripota kwavari saka kana vanhu vaita accident yakadaro vanokwanisa kusuwa for madamages kubva kune vanhu ivavo vandataga.
Saka vanhu vanokwanisa kuya kusangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vaya vanoti isu tinoda hedu kuti tinge tichigadzirisa nyaya idzi kumatare asi hatikwanisi kuona mari dzacho.
Chokwadi, tinobatsira vanhu vakadaro sekusara kwamamboita tine macases atiri kuita kuBulawayo nekuno kuHarare sevanhu vatiri kubatsira vakaitwa injured maaccidents akaitwa emakombi wawo. Saka kutori kubasa kwedu kana pane vanhu vachitakwanisa kubhadhara magweta vari muprivate practice vaonaya kwatiri tovabatsira.
Wanzwa zvataurwa na muzvare chinowa hanzi kubasa kwedu.
Uchaya kuhle sivi. Uchaya kuhle kakhulu sivi. Ye, nxa singabuye kuye baba Sibanda lokukhona icingweni. Baba Sibanda uyangizwa?
Ngiyakuzwa.
Ye, ngicela usondele efonini yakho kancane kwenze ukuthi nguze kuhle. Ye, so ke nxa ungatshela abantu ke iningi labantu bafuna ubakwazi ukuthi nxa umuntu selimele kompana kumele enzeni ukwenza ukuthi ancedakale nxa ukuthi ke kasatholi okumele akuthole khona ngale kukhombi yena le kade bhewukile kumele enzeni angaqatshi igqoda ngapho kwangkhona sizokuthiwa akhona phela amagqoda angabhadalwayo akutshela uzulu khonapho.
Ukuthi nje udaba lolu lokunxa elabantu abalimana kuma-accidents laba whether ikhombi whether kathi ikhombi just some private cars, the only man and the master.
Yeah, Charles, we look at protein.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have a little bit of a girl. I'm going to have a little bit of a woman. I'm going to have a little bit. It's a bit difficult for me to get a woman. So, if that is me, I'm going to have a little
We let you go to the lawyer.
We obtain informal authorities representation. We have a new register.
Yes, I was a cool Spanda. Ubambe kona po ungaika chana. And what Mr. Spanda was saying is, you know, if people don't have money to pay lawyers, in case something happens to them, you know, in accidents, they can actually approach the registrar of the High Court, where there are certain free services that people can get from there. So, I mean, at the end of the day, this is not known by many people.
Indeed. Regaiti, yende ku Pretoria, we have another listener, Dimitu. Good evening. Hello, Dimitu? No, unfortunately, a technical problem there. Yeah. We can't get hold of him, but of course, let's hope we'll be able to connect with him. And let's go back to... Mr. Stole, who is a combi operator. Now, Mr. Stole, there have been all these problems, people being killed, passengers being injured. Has there been any dialogue between the commuter omnibus operators and the police?
Yes, there has been dialogue. Just from the 10th of April, that was last month, this Paul Harare Traffic Central called a meeting with the operators, with a fruitful dialogue with them, with the police, that is. We raised our concerns with the police. The police also raised their concerns regarding the way we operate. So that dialogue solves a number of problems. But then, like I pointed out earlier on, we have a non-compliant operator. And even if such meetings are called, they wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't even know about such meeting. That's the challenge that we have. But otherwise, the police try to dialogue with operators from time to time. So that they raise their concerns. Well, at the end of the day, it is the members of the public who should benefit from that dialogue.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stole. Do stay on the line. Tinemwe Mtereri, Mkoma Peter Magadi. Indim Koma Blessing Zulu.
Nguma Zulu, muri boy.
Hai, nindri nani zangu mkuma pita, muri sei.
Haa, ndri raiti, hea. Maenda manipa mkana panya hai, ma gombi driver.
Tao raiti nzu.
Nyani lao tara tirikunzi, ngu tirikunyimu. Damu zgori lipo, ndere kuti makombi driver, zivani nivano senza, waini matake. Wachi wano njua uyo ni zimari ni warungu wawo. Paka, zedi kandese kutizo, wani nga wachi manyao bada matake ziwayo, sako wachi gosi pija. Doje zume chima. Asindi chita uraneze, mkoma na uyo kuno kuzi kuya uno chumizo. Mungu nuwa anda ito ziwa. inina katombota kana rimwe zuva ndakwira kombi yari mbakutauni uko ndikumbika kuti ashamari maifambira kwanta hasi hai unoona upenyu hukau ida pakamwe chete ngoona waenda waenda iye akandipindura akati izvo iye munotsva kufa chii semadhara makura kudai so munotye kufa inini kana zvonijango nguva yangokwana yadii yakwana ndamutauri azida kuburuka kechipiri futi ndichinoedza musi wacho tatonetsana tiorisa spidi tichinetsana tikubwa tuta tasvika kuno kuchitumbira kunoko saka chinoroza kuti mukomana ii chitambi chake akatora muna January akatsika munhu pa pamagrows up akafa hatizivi kuti nyaya yeche akazofamba sei nyaya yemunhu iyeye saka muridzi wekombi wache ndiye anofanira kubatwa because akaepta zviri irresponsibly akamvumidza kupa munhu kudriva mota munhu anga asina experience yekudriva mota plus age yacho manje kuona kwandakaita nyaya anenge ari kumaei 27 ikoko kuma ehe munhu wando wandatoona nedeibetis saka zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti vanhu vari pakombi vane interest nemari havana interest neupenyu hwevanhu saka naizvozvoka kana kuchiitwa vetting ngaitange kuvaridzi vemakombi kuti vari wethe here kuti vaoperate that business kana zvichienderana nekutora vanenge vachipa vanhu vanhu vavanenge vachipa basa saka ndozvo zvimwe zvinhu zvandikona zviri kukonzeresa kuti tive nenjodzi murodhi anoda homwe kuti uye nemari asi asingatarise upenyu hwevanhu
ko iko kumapurisa uku nekuti ka vamwe vanga vachichema chema kuti vamwe vanhu vanopfuura pamaroad blocks paya vasina mapepa acho zvinenge zvichifamba sei
ya ndosaka baba ndatati tiri kunzimu tiri kunyimonhonga ndapati jambei mapurisa kwacho kokoko ivandoti mamanling nekuti kune vandoti mamanling kumapurisa nekuti makusenseni kumafoofoo kuyekuyoku makombi drivers vanotounganidza mari noinda kunopiwa mapurisa anenge ari parodhi pacho ipapo kuti mota ingodzingopfuura saka zvinokushamisai kuona imwe yechimitsi imwe ichienda ainge tonga kuita basa izvo vanenge achiza zvaari kuita kuti ishi yabhadhara iyi haina kubhadhara iyi yabhadhara iyi haina ivandotitaurira kuti tinoendisa mari dzedu kumakusenseni kumapurisa saka zvinonetsa mapurisa acho chiri kukonzeresa zvinhu kudzidza zvimwe zvinhu zvacho futi muzimbabwe mune mukutambura nekuti vazhinji vari kumhanya netsumo iya yekuti bhudzi inofura payakasungirirwa saka anonga achizviona kuti kubasa kwacho oswera achibuda dziya takataka achibisa dzimota kubaakana chokuseva hakuna kana muriwo vana vadzikwa kuchikoro inongo rinezi saka munambeseeka izvozvo saka nyaya yacho yakaoma ndotoda kugadziriswa kuti vanhu ngavapuwe mari dzinokwana vakavabhadhara mari dzinokwana mapurisa anoita basa ravo ukoma kumakombi kuchigadziriswawo zvinoita zvakanaka but pasina izvozvo manjeka vavangiwe kana nedema vasitarisa mimira munhu ukapuwa 1000 usingatambire iunderstand to those people that are getting less than 1000 otherwise varikwana ma4-500 vanhu vaivai
aiwa mukoma peter mukoma peter tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda of course Mr. Sibanda Miss Chinowawa and Mr. Stole please do stay on the line we'll take a very short break and for our radio listeners we are streaming live simply go in the on the internet and log on to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk this is Blessing Zulu
ተስተባላቸውና በሌሎችም ባልደረቦቻችን ስም የምንሰናበታችሁ ቆንጅታዬና
እኔም ሰለሞን አባተነን አብራችሁን ስለቆያችሁና መሰግናለን
አሁን የትግርኛ ቋንቋ ስርጭት ይቀጥላል ደህና ደሩ
በእኛ በኩል ሰላም The Voice of America